Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
When it comes crashing down, wow. And it hurts inside.
I see what you did here. Didn't expect this. Hulk Hogan, huh? All right. Who was this song originally for?
Who was it originally for?
It was a wrestling song, but who did they have it for originally?
Did Jimmy Hart have this with another wrestler?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
It was originally for Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda, but Barry Windham left for the NWA.
I didn't know. He was with Ice Cube and Dre. And
Ice Cube is down with the PE. Yeah, that was him.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was their song.
Barry Windham
was and Mike Rotunda.
And Eazy-E.
And Eazy-E.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I remember them.
So, Team USA, as Joe pointed out earlier, thank you, Joe. Joe, who got the final spot on Team USA?
Kawhi Leonard.
Yes. Who's that again? Who's that? Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
There we go.
Kawhi.
Do you know the story behind this?
I do.
I was waxing poetically one day. I was in it. The point was lost because I called the man Kawhi, and a lady called up and said, Rob, could you stop calling that man Kawhi?
I was hoping you had that. What a creepy image of that guy.
Jerry and Ed both looked at each other like, what? But they didn't say anything because you were just on one, and they were like, and then afterwards, the lady calls you. She's like, "Okay, I thought you said Kawhi," and Jerry was like, "That I wasn't gonna say anything."
No, she said, "I'm telling you, the quote was, Rob, will you stop calling that man Kawhi?"
Well, I was told that Jerry was eating and he spit out his balsamic vinaigrette.
I'm telling you, McBall's vinaigrette.
So the roster, LeBron James. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Kawhi Leonard. That's the roster. Jeremy, I'm going to give you my starting five so you can pick it apart.
Okay.
All right. I'm going with the old and the new. I'm going Devin Booker. I'm going Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, LeBron James. That's my starting five.
We only have two players the same. All right, so I have Embiid and I have LeBron in there. And I kind of gave a tip of the cap to a lot of the vets and the straw that stirs the drink for me, at least, with all these talented players. So I have Embiid. I have KD. KD's... You can hate him, you can love him, whatever you want, but he's just an amazing player, man. He just does everything defensively, offensively. He gets to his spot. It's incredible. I put Steph on there because how am I not? I mean, it feels weird not having the best shooter on the floor. But again, if I was devising this, I might have an Anthony Edwards out there. I might go in a different, like, I love your pick of Devin Booker. He's the next.
It's official.
You didn't even let me get to it. He's the next Kobe Bryant. But the guy, as I talk about the straw that serves the drink and the guy that makes everyone around him better, it's Tyrese Halliburton. That's my point guard.
Okay. And it's hard for me to go against that.
Yeah.
It's stacked.
Because I feel like you, with LeBron out there, you can let him run the point and you could throw out another one of these athletes if you wanted to. And by athletes, I mean you have versatile players that I think could play the one through the four in guys like Jason Tatum and Anthony Edwards and even a Kawhi type. But I love the makeup of this team. I think you got enough shooters, enough size, and I don't know that there's a weak defender on this team outside of the guys that have gotten older. Like, LeBron's not a great defender at this point of his career. Steph's not a great defender, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah. They're all solid players.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, that's the good thing about it is there's really not a bad starting five here.
No, and I think, you know, you're...
Can you imagine going small on this roster? Okay, you go small. Let's go small, okay? You put Drew Holiday out there. You put Tyrese Halliburton out there. You go with Devin Booker.
But you may not even have to put Tyrese out there with those guys.
Okay, well, you go take Tyrese off, go Devin Booker, go Kevin Durant, and Jason Tatum. Imagine that five.
It's crazy. I mean, you could put LeBron out there and have him run your point as your forward.
It's going big.
But no, I'm saying you could still be small with him as like your point center or point forward.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go really small and have another shooter out there instead of like an AD or someone. Or, you know, God forbid you put KD at the five and just let them roam. So, I mean, you can go five out. You can run the pick and roll. There's so many different things you can do with this team.
I know that the rest of the world is great at basketball, and it's tougher to win the gold than it was back in the Dream Team era. But is this the best lineup, or the best roster, in your opinion, that the Team USA can come with?
Right now? You're talking about not comparing it to the old rosters?
No, right now. Yeah.
I mean, you could make a case that Paul George could be on this team.
Okay.
You could make a case for a couple other players. The other thing that people have to factor in, like Embiid wanted to play for Team USA. He didn't want to
play for Team France.
I believe it's France because he's from Cameroon, right? If I'm not mistaken. But
see, go. What name did you say could be on this team?
PG, Paul George.
Paul George, which I'm not a fan of. But let's go with this. Who do you take off the roster for Paul George?
I mean, you could take off the last guy that was put on in Kawhi. I think they're similar players.
Okay.
I don't want to take anybody off this roster. Honestly, like I think it's a real I think there's a good mesh of all types of players. That's why I wanted to bring up defensively. They're really solid. Like, if I wanted to put a unit out there defensively and just annoy teams, because remember, the rules are different in international basketball. You can steal the ball off the rim after it's hit it.
And Steve Kerr is the coach, right?
From my understanding, I believe Steve that's Kerr's who's coach. Coaching. Yes. Yeah. So I definitely think LeBron's starting.
Because Steve Kerr?
Yeah. I mean, I think there you tip your – look, he's best player in the game or has been for a long period of time. I think those guys, you're going to start with your vets.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix, Encore 945, but on the other side, Jeremy, where do I put my coins for tonight's games?
Yeah, lots of good stuff. Went 4-1 in my top plays. Actually hit a bunch of other plays, too. So overall, it was a really, really good night. I'll tell you what I like in the NBA. That's my only top play I got wrong last night. It was the damn Pelicans. We'll tell you what I got right as well. And I'll tell you some baseball spots. One that I find really interesting because a pitcher that we're accustomed to him being really good, he hasn't been. I think he gets lit up again today. We'll talk about it. That's coming up next in the Daily Line.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. This postseason, bet in person at the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. With locations in Canton and Towson, and enjoy the best in-class sports wagering experience at their state-of-the-art facilities. Bringing an unmatched sports betting thrill.
105.7, The Fan.
And a little tapper, third base side. Barry-handed pick up and throw, and the Rays win it. The throw not in time. Rendon could not get it over there. Rosario beat the play. And Palacio scores the winning run. It's a 7-6 final.
So there you go. That was a fun win. Wasn't a fun game to watch until we got to extra innings as the Rays decided not to hit most of the game. And Savali, who I liked, and I even gave out a prop bet with him over 15 and a half outs. He got to 18 as he finished six innings. That's exactly what I thought he was going to do. That being said, I'm very fortunate. I don't want to say I'm one of the few guys, but I feel like it sometimes. Like a lot of guys that are handicapping games will sit here, I was right. We got really lucky in the Rays game, the way it unfolded. But look, I'll take it. With some of the bad luck we've had, you got to take the good luck. Roll with the punches. That's courtesy of Bally Sports Sun. But Rays were one of our big winners yesterday. To go along with it, I had the over in the Marlins Giants, the under in Texas Detroit. That was the early game. The under in Red Seattle. That hit. And then the damn Pelicans. Some bitch. You were talking about Zion. Walking off the floor. How disappointing that was as he was dominating.
He just started limping out of nowhere. No really hard contact or anything. I started thinking, like, Jeremy said the Lakers didn't want to win this game. I'm beginning to think the Pelicans didn't want to win this game. He had 40 points.
Yeah, he was killing. Some of the other plays we had yesterday, the Blue Jays, the Orioles over, Kings Warriors under, the over and the Cubs D-backs. So, like, again, I had the Astros. That was a loser. And then I like Teoscar Hernandez to homer and to go over 1.5 bases. I missed those two props. But overall, a winning day, and we'll always take that. Today's kind of a weird one. As somebody was saying, I was breaking news by listing Bruce Zimmerman as the pitcher, but he was on one of my gambling sites, and they usually don't put up the wrong pitcher, so I don't know if that's a foregone conclusion. There hasn't been a corresponding move yet.
I have not seen anything. I've been looking forward at the Orioles. They normally send it out to media members first. I don't see it. The fact that they have not released the starting lineup yet makes me wonder.
Mike texted me this morning and told me.
Elias did?
I didn't say Elias. It was a different Mike. It was my buddy Mike Jones.
Rock just tweeted, they haven't announced a starter, but they did DFA David Benuelos, who debuted last night.
Catcher. The catcher?
Yeah. He was here. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, you got in a bat.
See you later.
Well, it makes sense because they put a pitcher on the IL and replaced him with a position player.
Because he was here, I think.
Right.
That's all that was.
Yeah.
But so anyway,
hey, who wants to replace you?
All right, Ben Whale. Okay.
Skip, I'm wearing number 91. No matter. You won't be here long.
And that's just how it's going to go. So, all right, here's what we have for today and some of the things I'm looking at. I do like the Twins to knock off the Orioles. And again, that's without knowing who the pitcher is, but knowing the advantage is going to be in the Twins' favor with Pablo Lopez on the mound. Just have to see if the Twins can put anything together hitting-wise. It does say it's favorable conditions for hitting today. And these are all some with the weather stuff. There's one weird one. I'll explain it to you in a second. But right now, here are the leans. Orioles over, Tigers under. Boston under. There's a doubleheader with the Royals. And in game one, it's off the charts for an underplay. And in game two, it's off the charts for an overplay, which their predictive weather algorithm is saying that it's the wind's going to be blowing out later on in the day, and it's not blowing. It's blowing in now. So we got these swirling winds in Kansas City.
I hate swirling winds. What was the video game, the baseball game? I love swirling winds.
Or I'm sorry, in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which video game?
It was a video game, a baseball video game back in the day, in the 90s. It said something about swirly winds. I love swirly winds.
I don't know that one. All right, but here's what I'm looking at for tonight. So since we're on baseball, I'll stay with this. I like the Texas and Detroit under. It's a fairly good pitching matchup with Tarik Skubal going up against Dane Dunning. And I think with the weather support, looks like a great under. Tarik Skubal, I think he broke out a sweeper this year, and it's been off the charts good for him. He was already a solid pitcher, but he grades out as the third best pitcher on today's slate. And the top five is Christopher Sanchez going up against Colorado, Freddy Peralta, Tarik Skubal, Kevin Gausman, and Luis Severino of the Mets. Another game, as I talked about, I like the Twins. I like the Texas under. I like Oakland and St. Louis to go over. It's 7.5. It's a lower total. Not one of these pitching matchups that really scares you is we have Paul Blackburn going for the A's. And for St. Louis, it's Steven Matz. He's a lefty, throws a lot of strikes. We'll see a reason why the A's can't. I mean, look, they're the A's, why they can't score. And by the way, talking about the A's, they just called back Estery Ruiz. He hits a home run, helps them win the game. The next day, not in the lineup.
Yep.
And it wasn't because it was like a lefty-lefty matchup or anything like that. Nobody knows why he wasn't in the lineup.
You can't help us win.
We're not trying
to win.
The game I wanted to bring up, and you heard Kevin Gausman in that top five there, actually number four in pitchers today. He just hasn't been good this year. I'm sorry, and he just got beat up by the Rockies, too. I am a little concerned over what we've seen from him. I don't know that he's been completely stretched out. He had a shorter spring training, but he hasn't been good this year, and he's facing a Yankees team that I don't know that's one you want to face. I think Juan Soto's in a phenomenal spot today. So I like the over here. And again, I can't recommend. I think Toronto is the right side of the game because Marcus Stroman's coming out against the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays seem like they've kind of figured it out a little bit here and started hitting better. So I think the Blue Jays not only win today, but I like the over a lot because I think the Yankees are going to score off of Kevin Gausman. So I think we get a bunch of runs there. As far as some of the other games, like I'm going to wait. There are a lot of early afternoon games, and there's some lines coming out and different things. Some games where I'm just kind of leaning to now, and I haven't made my mind up, just to be brutally honest, is the Kansas City game. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, especially with the weather and how it's fluctuating. There is one really good pitching matchup today. I think it's in that Kansas City game with Garrett Crochet. He should be starting today. He's supposed to start yesterday. But like we'll have to see what the Kansas City matchups are and how they decide to label the pitching. Brady Singer was a guy that everybody liked yesterday, and because of the rainout, didn't get to use him. So now he's going to go today against a really weak White Sox lineup.
Really.
So that's something you can kind of check out. But the other one is kind of interesting. If you want to go back to the well here, Boston has not been hitting. Cleveland and Boston over the 9.5. It's another game where I'd peek at it, but I don't think I'm playing it. And Cincinnati, Seattle, both these teams have struggled since they've met up with halfway decent pitching. That's kind of where I stand. And in the NBA, the one thing that I really like is the Heat and 76ers to go under 207.5. But I also think Atlanta, Chicago goes under the 228.5. That's what I'll be playing. That's where my leans are. My favorite play today, I really like this New York, Toronto over 8.5, but I like the Texas, Detroit under as well.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jeremy Conn. 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Austin has been a guy Austin Hayes has been a guy that's often been talked about as maybe it's time to move on from him because the Orioles fans are ready for the new. They get the new. They get Jackson Holliday. He's struggling.
Holiday.
And they wonder whether he should continue to be in the lineup. We're talking Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big Bad Morning Show.
More stimulating than Blue Chew.
Norris Long Con. 105.7 The Fan.
Caller number 5. 410-583-1057. Two tickets to see Missy Elliott's Out of This World experience on August 1st at CFG Bank Arena, courtesy Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now. 105.7 The Fan is a proud partner of CFG Bank Arena. And if you haven't been down to Arena, great spot to watch a concert. Oh, he brought it back.
I think Busta Rhymes is on that tour also.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Busta Bust.
Did you Ciara? Say Ciara?
Yeah.
She's Timberland?
On. Timberland's there?
Yeah.
Is Magoo there? What happened to Magoo?
He was just a colt.
Timberland used to be with Magoo.
He's a colt rider.
And can I, Joe, do you have a shovel ready for me? It's for me. I'm having such problems, Rob. I went to take a leak. And the only reason I bring this up is I like to be honest about things. I don't know how much is too much when you're shaking it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't.
Did you enjoy it?
No. It doesn't matter how many times I shake it. I still end up pissing my pants. I piss my pants. There's still like three.
Jeremy, we know about your prostate problems.
There's like three dribbles
left. That is a product of your prostate problems.
I know. But
it's not closing off.
I'm 45.
That it gets worse. What are you talking about? It gets worse when you go the older you get.
I know, but it shouldn't be happening now. Damn prostate. Rob, get in there and check it out and see if it's large.
Let me make a fist.
I did, man. I'm shaking. I look down. And then, by the way, the other thing about looking down, I got a hole in my crotch. Look, right here. You see it? He looks.
This son of a bitch, I'm telling you, he's going to make me bust his head like a zip.
I got a hole in my
crotch.
I'm
telling you right now, Joe, if he stands up one more again and tells me to look.
I do have a hole in my crotch, but I'm not going to.
It ain't jail, man.
TJ Maxx or wherever you went.
We don't play those games.
Where you went.
We don't play those games.
Hold my pocket real quick.
That's not all right.
Walk me down the hall and
those things aren't all right. Okay, let's go.
I like syrup.
Let's go. Let's go.
And jelly.
Let's do it right now. Let's go. One of us coming back. I don't know whether it's going to be you or me, but I guarantee you that both of us aren't coming back. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, Jeremy ain't coming back. No. But I trust me, when I engage, we're not disengaging until one of us can't come back.
I still can't believe I'm having this many prostate problems at this early of an age. I'm on Propecia to stop my prostate.
Jeremy,
issues.
You look 80.
Okay.
So maybe the body's just catching up with how you look.
I don't feel 80. I feel like 72.
I saw you walk down the hall.
I saw you walk down the hall, too.
I've got a bad ankle. Tomorrow, I'll be fine. The next week, I'll be fine. Mm. I see you walk down the hall regularly. You know why I say that's the word slow? Because it's hard to pronounce.
Yeah, that's
I say it with emphasis so people think he's emphasizing. No, I just can't say it regularly. Actually,
that's a regularly. Tough one for me.
Yeah. Now, Jackson Holliday is having some issues, Jeremy. Some seem to believe that maybe it's time for him to go back to the minors and work on some stuff. Now, I'm not one of those people. However, I start based on a caller. I start thinking about Grayson Rodriguez because I was like, well, "Why is Grayson Rodriguez going back down to the minors? He's already conquered that." Well, as someone in the Orioles organization told me last year, when we're sending him back down to remind him that he doesn't belong down there. Is that the same with Jackson Holliday? Do you need to send him back to remind him that he doesn't belong?
I don't think so. And I agree with what I think you can look at it the two different ways where, like, the caller that called in earlier saying, is he really going to learn something else or is it just about building his confidence back up? Do you, like, they know if you're being around him, is his confidence crashed? Can he not get it back? I think once he gets a couple of hits, he'll be fine. You know, it should be something you're able to do. And by the way, I got to bring this up. Magoo died.
Magoo's dead?
Magoo is dead. He died at 50. So that's why he's not.
He had disappeared long before then.
That's why he's not coming on tour.
He disappeared long before then.
Congrats to our winner, Chris from Bel Air. Rashawn, I'm sorry I didn't take your call. Rashawn is in the background of this call. His friend won the tickets.
Oh, really?
And he's like, Joe, why didn't you pick up the phone for me? Hey, I said, what?
Hey, who's on 7, Joe? Who's?
Oh, yeah. She's called in the past.
Yeah, it's an interesting name you gave her.
Yeah, we can only save 5 numbers, and she's one of the ones that we've decided to save. Me and the producers have agreed to.
She want to talk to us?
No, we do not want her on here.
She hates us?
She does not. Yeah, she does not like us.
Then take her.
No.
Why?
I would love to. I'd love to. I guarantee you it's probably not. I can't guarantee it, but it's probably about your prostate conversation.
Okay. You going to take her? Yeah.
I mean, Jeremy, if I tell you her name, you'd probably remember her, but she's been calling for years and she definitely doesn't like Ed.
Oh. Is it his mother-in-law? Screw you, Ed.
So you of the opinion, keep Jackson Holliday here.
Nah, there's not, like, for what? I think the strikeouts are alarming, okay? The numbers and how high it is. I'm not worried about it, though, because you've seen him excel at every level.
Right.
I'm just saying give it a little bit more time, and I think it works itself out than making a knee-jerk reaction.
No doubt. Again, I am of the opinion that he should stay. However, if you go by the same rationale that they used for Grayson Rodriguez last year, if he goes back down and succeed, then maybe he's reminded that, hey, man, you can hit pitching. Yep. You don't belong down here. Conquer the majors. 410-583-1057. I'm going to throw something on the table. I meant to do it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, I want you to jump in on this one, too. So I'm traveling to work today on 695 from Essex to here, so you know which way I'm traveling. And I don't know about you, but I always periodically glance up in my rearview mirror. Just glance up. I want to make sure nobody's on my tail. You know what I mean? I just always glance up. Not as much when it's dark, because you can see light easier when it's dark. So I glanced up in my rearview mirror, and I saw this high beam from a truck. But I noticed the high beam was coming from above the headlights. And then from the high beam, it went a red flashing light. And then the light went off. Like, oh, that's weird. And then the high beam went up again. And I said, wait a minute, that's coming from the windshield. And then from the high beam to the red flashing lights. And it went off. It went through this 3 or 4 times. It would get behind cars. High beam, red flashing light. high beam, red flashing light. Went through it like a series about four times, Jeremy. And it looked like a vehicle that was in front of it, because this was behind me. All of a sudden, you know, you can see when a car slams its brakes, it kind of sits down a little bit. Well, it looked like the vehicle got in front of it and slammed its brakes. And then the car with the high beams got off the road. I'm like, what is he doing? It's almost as if he was trying to pull people over.
Really?
It was not an emergency vehicle. It was not. The high beams were coming from the windshield. High beam, red flashing light.
Joe, do you think he's making this up?
I mean, could it be like it was a Jeep and it had the lights on top?
It was red flat. No, it was not on top. This was in the windshield. Yeah. This was in the windshield.
But I've also, have you had the experience where,
why would I make that up?
I don't know.
That's just not even interesting to make up.
I thought it was funny.
Maybe somebody else was robbing, a lot of people drop at 4:30 in the morning, saw that. It was weird.
Maybe that's the best time to pull people over if you're not pretending to be police. You know, like.
That's the scary part about it. Some kind of, it looked like it was pretended to be some kind of emergency vehicle.
Then get out of his way. Maybe he was in an emergency.
Get out the way.
Move. Now, I do wonder, have you looked at high beams sometimes or thought it was high beams and it's just the level of the car and how bright their lights are? Or do you always suspect someone's giving you the high beams? You know what I'm talking about? When somebody's behind you, just like some of these new trucks just have like really bright lights.
Yeah,
and they're higher.
Yeah.
So like sometimes I'm like, damn, what the hell? You wonder if someone's putting the high beams on you. I did want to, I had to pick my dog up from the vet yesterday. And you ever have somebody that screws up and then they're mad at you because they screwed up? Like I had a guy that was weaving and like accidentally coming into my lane. And then he had come so far into the lane and almost hit my car that he just decided to take the lane. And I'd slammed on the horn. He started giving me the finger and then cutting everybody off in traffic to get away over four lanes. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? It is a funny moment when you have somebody like that. What?
Joe, I say you step up to the plate and answer the call, man. She ain't letting go.
Oh, you're not answering.
Not answering it. That call.
You're not answering it?
No, hell to the no.
Can I come
There's
around
a reason
and see
why
the name?
It says that.
Huh?
I'm going to come around and see that name.
Come around and see the name. Don't stand behind me. I'm standing on the side. Don't use my mic either. We ain't sharing mics. Answer the call, Joe.
It's one of my exes.
Why are you scared? Jeremy and I take the call.
Should I go in and answer it?
No. As executive producer, I am choosing not to do this.
Whoa! Executive!
Jeremy called me that yesterday, so...
Yeah, make a decision.
Scared of you. Joe has the... Executive producer Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it.
Made an executive decision.
Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Thank you. Far too kind.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big bang encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7 The Fan.
One last time, I need y'all to crawl.
Now I want to hit about the lies.
All right, you want to get in these lies?
I'm going to get to the lies.
I mean, some of these are really, really good. And if you guys, there's so many of them, I'm not going to be able to read them. All I retweeted it at JCon Sports. If you want to read some of them here, I'll start off with the first one. He told me that his mom has cancer. He would cancel plans last minute, couldn't answer his phone because he was taking care of her, all while he was out with other girls. Come to find out, his mom never even had cancer. Who does that? Stay away from Louis Levia from Santa Fe Springs. Said he was going to be traveling professionally doing motocross. He doesn't even own a motorcycle. He took a dump on my floor and then tried to gaslight me into thinking it was soup. I don't know why I like that one so much. Told me he only had four kids. Had his own football team. He actually had 12. 12 kids. There's a lot of these where it's like, told me he had two kids and he had nine. Told me he had, that his kid was his little brother. She's my crazy ex after she sent me pics of them together on Facebook asking me how I knew him. When I told her we were dating, she said they were engaged to be married later that year. He stuck to his story but had all the physical tells of lying. After doing some digging, I found out not only was he engaged to this woman from another state, he was currently married and living with his wife of 20 years. The look on his face when I knocked on his front door and he and his wife answered together in pajamas, priceless. Could you imagine? Like, he's trying to carry on a marriage.
An engagement.
And a girlfriend. Boy, I feel bad for you, son. I found a heart-shaped earring on the floor.
Got that in our problems.
I found a heart-shaped earring on the floor of his apartment, and he put it on and said it was his.
quick thinking.
My favorite one on here was, he pretended to be British for 6 years. Way to commit to the lie, buddy. Hello, Poppy. Did you miss me?
And that's the encore for the day. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ma'am, I would love to answer your call, but Joe's not going to answer it. So
crazy. Crazy for thinking we're picking up on you.
Afternoon baseball today. I said at 1:30. It's actually at 1:05 today. I'm going to head on down. I don't know how this game escaped me, man. I didn't know how a 1 o'clock game. Normally, that's what we do.
We still don't know the starting pitcher. I still think it's going to be Bruce Zimmerman.
And I'm glad you said that because you're wrong. Evidently, because they just called up Albert Suarez.
That's who I said, Albert Suarez.
Unless they're going to make another move.
No.
But Albert Suarez is the Orioles. I was going to wait a while and bust your bubble. So the Orioles selected the contract of right-handed pitcher Albert Suarez from AAA Norfolk. He will wear number 49 and start today's game.
Screw you, gambling sites, then. Yep. Well,
maybe they make another move. Maybe.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I was trying to help you out a little bit.
No, it's just, it's not square peg, round hole, buddy.
So, Joe, I could close out this call screen because you're not going to answer? Is that what? Okay. Now time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned. Sponsored by
LifeBridge Health. Care bravely. For more information, visit lifebridgehealth.org.
Marbles. What I found out about Joe today. Marbles. What I learned today is National Crawfish Day. You like crawfish, Jeremy?
I'm okay with it. I like crawfish etouffee. I've never sucked the head of a crawfish, have you? Because they say that's where all the best flavor is.
Yes.
So you've sucked the head?
No. That's what they say. Yes, that's what they say. No.
Okay.
I don't like crawfish. So, like, the joke is not applicable for me.
I just asked if you've sucked the head.
I said, no, you asked me, you said, they say that's the best part. And I said, yes, as in yes, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with, you know, with it. I'm just saying I'm agreeing with that's what I've heard. I don't like crawfish. It looks like a bug to me. You know what I mean? Some people say it looks like a little lobster. No, it doesn't. It looks like a big bug.
Shrimps are bugs.
Huh?
Shrimps is bugs. Those are technically all bugs.
I understand that, but a shrimp doesn't look like a bug. A crawfish does look like a bug.
Crabs are ocean spiders.
Right.
I still eat them.
Spider, and I'll eat the shrimp. I'll eat that bug, but crawfish just doesn't look good to me. It doesn't look appealing. It's like guacamole.
I've never had one.
Guacamole, why don't you like guacamole, Rob? Well, before I even get to the texture part, mm-hmm. It just doesn't look appealing.
It does look like baby food.
Yes, doesn't it? Like baby food after they ate it.
But you've never
baby
had
food
this,
that came back up.
You've never had this type of guacamole, Rob.
I love that. I love people say that. You never had my guacamole. You're right. And the streak continues. Jeremy Kahn, what did you learn today?
What goes in hard and comes out soft?
I don't know.
Bubblegum, you dirty, disgusting people. What's the best thing?
What kind of bubble gum are you eating that goes in hard?
That used to be like a hard stick of gum.
I guess you're right.
We could have said spaghetti, right? What's the best thing about gardening? Getting down and dirty with your hose.
What's up with your delivery today? Why are you this kind of delivery? I don't like this delivery of yours.
Imagine a female pirate got a replacement there we move. Go. That'd suck, wouldn't it? That was so dumb. All right, why don't dinosaurs make good pets? Because they're dead. What are you,
Norm McDonald?
What is wrong with him today? What is wrong with him today?
What do you get if you cross a chicken with a fox? A fox. You're going to eat that chicken. That's what's going to happen. I bumped into three statisticians yesterday. What are the chances of that?
I'm lost today.
What do French people call the internet? Wi-Fi. Rob, what's 6 inches long and has two nuts at the end of it? An almond joy. What?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
6 inches long with two nuts at the end of it. I'm surprised you knew.
Yeah.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.